Hello, and thanks for joining us on our series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello, everyone. I'll explain the situation that we're in. On these talks, we're trying to simulate a situation where Dr. Lightman is teaching a class of 30 or 40 people. They could be Israelis. They could be from any other country in the world. And they came to this classroom in order to learn things that can promote them personally and the society and the country that they live in general, and in general, to make their life much better. This is our third meeting. What are we going to study today? Today, we're going to talk about the special state that we're in, the special situation that we're in. We already talked about it, that in the evolutional process, throughout the evolutional process that we're going through, we're changing from generation to generation, and over thousands of years of development, we came to a very special state where we're already, we exist as a general, even global, integral society all around the globe. We have knowledge and abilities. We've received strength, intellect, emotion throughout our development for many things that we didn't have before. And on our previous lesson, we also talked about how we, in the different forms, in the different states and situations that we go through, in the different forms that we encounter, some even being unpleasant, eventually these forms bring us to perfect states at the end of the way. We don't see it yet. We're still developing. But let's hope that soon we'll feel them. And what's the special thing about our time? Eventually, our course is meant to teach us what do we need to do now in order to promise ourselves a good, nice, easy development, a good, nice, enlightened state of security and prosperity, a good life. We see that in our development, as we go through different states, we actually don't really have any control over them. We do change life, we arrange life for it to be more convenient for us as much as we can. We change society, we change family life, education, culture, the relations between people, our attitude toward each other. We always try as much as possible to bring ourselves to a state that's good, that's convenient, comfortable. This is what we're drawn to, because all in all of us are the desire to enjoy life. And as much as we can, this is what we try to do. And in that, we're in a gradual development that every time we're using means that are at our disposal, and we develop when we want to change life by science, through science, by studying nature. What else can we get from it? Different examples, what kind of examples can we take from nature as to how to organize ourselves, how to learn some more laws from nature in order to better protect ourselves, keep ourselves. Suppose if we know how's the weather going to be, what are we dependent on in the winter, in the summer, different seasons, what are we dependent on in terms of the human nature, that we need to arrange healthcare for ourselves, medicine of different kinds, that we need to arrange for ourselves technology for our homes, like washing machines, drying machines, for cooking, etc., etc. And this how, first of all, we make sure that our environment is good and comfortable for us. And this is what we try to do to escape suffering as much as we can, the little particular suffering and also the bigger global suffering, and also how to advance toward the good, to enjoy each and every state. This is human nature. And all in all, what we try is to use all of the means in order to come to that. And we see that all in all, We're developing under the influence of different drives that appear from within us. That every moment, at every stage, and every person develops some new desire, and then we're drawn accordingly. It's like when we look at kids, at babies, he feels like this, suddenly he feels like that, he wants this, he wants that. Were we to follow ourselves, we'd see that we have the exact same states, I feel like. Eating, sleeping, then to see something interesting, then I have no choice but I need to go to work, etc., etc. Meaning every time I'm developing under the influence of several forces, a force that pushes me from behind. I have no choice. I need to go and work and arrange things, etc., etc. Nothing comes to me of the obvious just so that some pleasure comes my way and fulfills me exactly like I want it. That could be in heaven, but not that we discover something like that in life. So first of all, the question is, where do our desires come to us from? That, like with little children, like we said, that each time we want something else. Some of them come from our physiology, from the physiology of our body. That every certain period of time, the body wants to fill itself with food. Every certain period of time, it wants to fill itself with rest, sleeping, and in between also wants to fill itself with something interesting. The way we divide it, we divide all of our inclinations into food, sex, family, which are the basic things without which we can't exist as being a part of the animate world, animal world. And besides living an ordinary, corporeal, I'd say, animal life, in which we're not that different from animals and beasts, but we also want something that is related to the human level, which is money, power, knowledge, education, religion, and many, many other things that we develop from ourselves and that are no less important to us than food, sex, and family. That much of the food, sex, and family we're willing to sacrifice in order for us to have more. Education, culture, science. We see that there are such people that are willing to sacrifice themselves in order to attain money, power, respect, and then they don't really mind. Food, sex, family, they barely, barely live in this life. It's just in order to attain what they want. And these qualities exist in each of us in a kind of mixture. Food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. And everyone tries to realize them according to their own ability. But they exist in everyone. And depending on the environment, on the education, the measure to which a person is willing to realize them, and by what means, and it also depends on the environment, which of these inclinations, natural inclinations all in all, from the level of our body, from the animate level, and also from the speaking degree, how do we use them, and which of them do we develop more, and which do we develop less? And it's no wonder that if my parents put me into some kind of environment where I'm a child that knows nothing, into an environment that appreciates science, for example, then I start learning from them how important science is, and that to develop in it is something important and respectable. And even though that I had a small inclination towards it, maybe, you know, just to know a few interesting things in life, like everyone has an inclination towards it. But with the help of the environment, I've developed it in a special way. Meaning the environment can change the balance in me between all of my inclinations, and all in all, to develop part of them more and part of them less. I felt it on myself that my parents, for example, they really wanted for me to develop as a person that really has the ability to squeeze the maximum out of himself. So they put me into sports teams, and this is something that I was engaged in. I used to run. In my case, it was 500 meters. This is something that I was engaged in. Then they put me into a musical school. And even though that, well, I liked music, and to this day, but classical music, I understood about it from there, and to this day I respect it and love it, I understand it more than any other kind of music. Theater, not that much actually, because as if it wasn't something of interest to them. They thought that, nonetheless, it's not that important. So I also didn't develop in this direction. Whereas technology, science was very important to them. And was also very important to me, too, out of my inner natural drive. And I remember I myself went to these special activities for children, clubs for children, where you learn about astronomy, physics, and I really had a talent for it, and I put a lot into it. And that's how it is with everything. Meaning, we see that a person that's developing, a child that's developing, then he's developed by the environment, which are his parents, his environment, where he lives, the options that he has there, the opportunities. All that eventually develops a person in different directions, starting to develop certain inclinations of his more, and some inclinations less, up to the point where some inclinations are even suppressed. And we see that a person that grows up, his free choice already becomes realized, limited, shaped by the environment that he's born in and developed in as a child. And that's how he continues with his life. And actually, how much free choice do we have about it? I wouldn't say that we have. We have a bit, but even that bit that we have, we take it from the environment. It's a matter of fashion, a matter of friends, that as if are around me by chance, and this is how they bring me different values, that this is more important, this is less important, etc. I used to live next to a river, and so I was very happy all the time to jump into the river and to be there for hours in the water. And also to this day, that's how it is. And we also need to understand that also according to our experience from all of our previous life, that what we get from there are records, the so-called incarnations. And by being in them, a person probably carries more and more development along with them. That it's not that each time I'm born as a baby in a more and more modern society and that I'm developed by it, but that probably also in the person himself from generation to generation, there are different new inclinations, the so-called records, that by them he develops. We see that children today, and it's something that you can especially feel today, that if we look at them, we can see that they grasp things in a much more modern way, in a much better way than we can, as if they're already born with the preparations, with the scrutinies, with the qualities, the traits that exist in them that are ready to perceive, grasp the world, to get along in the modern world. How well they get along with mobiles, computers, the different innovative things. Whereas we, of course not. If I need something to understand something from the new technologies, then I rely more on my children. they as if have the approach to it. They were as if already born with the ability to look at the nature of being able to look at these new things. They approach these new things, and it's clear to them already. As if they're indigo children, like they landed from outer space, that they came to our world from some spaceship. That's how it is. Meaning, we can see from these children that probably there are records which are informative genes that develop from generation to generation and continue from generation to generation. Where does it come from? We call it incarnations. But really, it's not mysticism or anything, but it's because we're all interconnected, as we discover now. And there's some kind of general field. Like, suppose there's gravity that works everywhere, electromagnetic field. So you also have this kind of field of thought, of desire, that ties all of us together above all times and distances. And in this field, we exist. And then this way, we pass on to each other and from generation to generation the information that we acquire. And therefore, it's not a wonder that our bodies that exist in this field, they absorb this new information. And that's how we see really that the new generation is immediately ready to correctly integrate, incorporate in the new state, in the new generation, in the new era. But one way or another, our entire development, as we develop, is by the environment. And were it not for the environment, then I wouldn't have developed, even were I to have these records and impressions from before. We see that if we forget children, God forbid, sometimes it happens that a child is forgotten in the woods or someplace, and afterwards we find them, then these children, they develop like those animals that took them in the forest. They have the character of those animals, and they even have the same illnesses as those animals, and they even think and want, they have the same desires and thoughts of those animals, and they even live the same amount of years as those animals that they were next to, meaning their body became so accustomed that they got this kind of impression from the animals, that even if we take these kids, there were a few such cases where at the age of 6 or 9, they were found later on among the animals, that they've developed among the animals. We see that they lived for the same amount of years as those animals that they were among, for 12, sometimes 20 years, and not more, even though that afterwards they were given a good life and they were taken care of, etc. We saw that they have the same illnesses as those animals, that they behave the same way and live the same amount of years. Meaning, all in all, our body is so dependent on the society, on the environment that we develop in, and man is very flexible. The animate level, if we take a cat or a dog that have been next to us for tens of thousands of years, to some extent they get used to man, and of course they can't live in the woods like cats and dogs that don't live around people. They have a different character. They also pass on to their offsprings a different attitude toward people and the environment. But still, they're not that flexible as a person, that once integrated in a certain environment, due to his flexibility, he's impressed by the environment in a much stronger, I'd say, crucial way, as opposed to animals that get accustomed to people. Man is under a much greater impression and adapts much more to the animate level. All in all, we are dependent on the environment. And therefore, we need to pay attention, both in our education. First and foremost, we need to pay attention to the environment, being the factor that develops man. Man's entire future depends on it. And suppose if we're parents to children, or even we ourselves, that now we're already in our 50s, in our 60s, if we change our environment, or the society that we're in, we change our character, we change our desires, we change our paradigm of life, and therefore it's preferable to be cautious and examine and consider what place are we going into, what are we entering, with what friends and what circles are we in, do we hang out in, who are we putting ourselves in the hands of whom are we putting ourselves? And here we need to teach man, therefore, to exactly know and learn about the different forms of environment that exist around him and the measure to which he is dependent on them and how much by them he can control his life. That if, from all of our examples, we see that a person is really a result of the environment, of his surroundings, then it's very important for us to arrange for all of humanity such forms, good, nice forms, but with a sufficient variety, so that everyone, according to their own inclinations, their character, the advice that they get from their relatives, etc., etc., that they will always have the ability to enter one or another environment in order to develop themselves in the best possible way in life, in order to really become a whole and perfect person as much as possible. And therefore, in our education, we really need to be concerned with the creation of such societies around the person, circles of different kinds, etc. And so what follows is that if we delve even deeper in, we'll see that all in all, we're all the time in a state where I have my inner conditions, the genes that I was born with, different inclinations that I also get throughout the first few years that I'm around my mom, and then the environment. We need to arrange about kindergartens, different clubs for smaller children, then schools, clubs for bigger children. We need to make sure that really everyone will have a sufficient variety in order to be able to realize the entire potential that exists in a person, so that a person will really develop like a ripe fruit in everything. And even those, let's say, inclinations that he doesn't really have the ability to develop and attain something in them, but he'll have it nonetheless, that he'll be an internally rich person, that he'll know about music and literature and theater and culture and education and everything. And it all depends on society, on the environment. And also, when we see that a person needs to have a family, he needs to raise his children. He needs to know how to correctly relate to his spouse, his friends. He needs to know how to behave in normal society, at work, everywhere. We need to teach him. We need to give him examples. Also, by the right environment, to show what are the right rules by which he needs to behave, and then he will be pleasant to other people. Eventually, by it, he will gain and prosper. And therefore, all in all, there are two factors about which we can say that they lead us and guide us every moment in life. It is my natural inclinations, and especially, how does the environment work on these natural inclinations and how I was taught each time, choose an environment that will more and more develop me to better and better states, more developed states in which I will reach more security, more comfort, a good state in short, the best possible state. And that's how we're all the time going to develop ourselves. Therefore, from that, we need to see what's ahead. What's ahead of us? How can we be certain that our children will have a good life? That all in all, the next generation will be a better generation, that it'll be more certain in their future. Only by building around our children such forms of educators, such an environment that shapes and educates them, that this environment will make out of them people that increase their good inclinations. And to some extent, not that they suppress, but that they also invert the not-so-preferable forms into good ones. In each of us, there is an inclination toward different actions that are not that pleasant to others. Because whether actions are correct or not, we can only divide them into man toward himself and man toward his environment. Man towards himself, obviously, we also need to teach a person how not to cause harm to himself. This especially being bodily things, that he won't do any damage to his body. Meaning that even though that we're protecting, keeping ourselves, but still there are also such inclinations. And also in relation to the environment, toward the environment, it could be the still, the vegetative, and the animate, the environment that we live in, and we need to keep the environment. We need to teach a person how to correctly relate to ecology, because eventually we live off this environment, we get food from it, we depend on the climate. We live in nature. The vegetative and the animate are very important to us, also the still. All in all, we get everything from there. So we need to teach man how to preserve ecology, the eco-environment. This is one thing. And another thing is that we need to teach him how to relate to society. That every time he will influence them with good things, because eventually it comes back to him, and that he will shape around him an atmosphere which is positive. So a person's attitude toward the environment and the environment's attitude towards man, this needs to be the main thing. And everything else, it's a profession that we need to give him in order for him to be useful, beneficial to others, and that he'll be able to make a decent living. And so the main development that we're lacking from what we see in life is, how do we give a young person, and how do we also give ourselves, adults, such an education, such a perspective on life, that we're constantly in need of changing ourselves to a better state by taking care of our environment, for it to change us for the better. Because as we said, that man himself is incapable of causing any change for the better in his life, unless the environment forces me, supports me, helps me, changes my values, that this is better and this less and this more, then accordingly I yearn and define new goals for myself. Therefore, man's entire future depends only on choosing the environment, building the environment, and especially that we've reached a generation that's already so interdependent and global and integral. People the world over influence each other's lives. That if some country, for example, becomes protective or starts treating me in some incorrect way, it changes my entire life. I immediately need to arrange myself against it and maybe better protect myself, etc., etc. We need to understand that this mutual interdependence forces us to build, to shape, design and create a global education. And in this education, we first and foremost need to teach ourselves and others that all in all, our future is entirely dependent on our environment. And therefore, there's a big question here. Does man have freedom altogether, at all, free choice, and something that he does, the ability to implement something in whichever way a person feels like? And we see that not really, because if up until now I was developed by my inner drives and genes that I was born with, and every time the external environment, the parents, kindergarten, school, they shaped me. So from now on too, as a grown-up, I can choose how to change, but the realization of my change is always by the environment. By selectively choosing more of this, less of that, it's better for me to be under the influence of one or another environment, and therefore I have free choice, but the choice is realized only by the environmental factor. And if we're talking about the new generation, the new era that we're in, here altogether, we come to even more important conclusions that if we say that now all of us, all around the world, are tightly connected and we're all interdependent and the environment is becoming homogeneous for everyone, we have an influence over the general climate, something happens here, suddenly you have tsunamis or earthquakes over there, here there's a war, immediately it affects other places too. And then they too are respectively in a certain situation. We see that then it's not simply that we need to enter one or another society or club, but what we need to organize is the general global integral education for everyone, that if we're interconnected, then also in our education, we need for the environment, which is the factor, for it to influence us with the same values so that we'll understand each other. And even though that each of us keeps their own individuality and freedom, but eventually if we're so interdependent, then in order to understand each other, to feel each other, to be closer to each other, the entire problem is that we don't really understand each other, like in a family. That we always hear complaints. He doesn't understand me, she doesn't understand me. And it's because of the lack of compatibility between people that they didn't receive the same values, tastes, point of view of life in a way that, first of all, will allow you to understand your fellow man and even strangers. You need to teach that too. And so that this stranger and fellow man won't be so strange to you. If today we're so close in economy and culture and education and in all of our systems, we're so interdependent. So it's good for us to develop global education, international education, so that really there will be such an international, big global organization that will make sure that every person in the world has something in common in their point of view, education, culture, approach to life, like everyone else. Then at least you'll know how to accept the other person, and all in all, people will come closer according to their opinion, tastes, and then they will be able to make their life safer, to reach agreements, not just some kind of agreement that we meet by chance and then we understand each other, but that it also has implications over international agreements, crucial agreements in politics, economy, arms, everything. That will be closer. And it all depends on the measure in which we will arrange for all of us the same homogeneous framework of education. Meaning, all in all, what we need is to understand that the factor of the environment needs to be the solution. That's how it is by nature. It should be the solution from all of our for all of our problems. And if we're talking about people that suppose they're doing something wrong, then instead of putting them in prison and completely isolating them, we need to forcefully, by verdict, put them in some special society that will take care of them and straighten them out, that will make something useful for society out of them that's not harmful. And accordingly, we need to examine the influence of the environment over such a person and then release him and bring him to a normal society, ordinary society, as long as he is after the correction already. Same with children, schools, everywhere. We always need to make the scrutiny. We need to filter people and see what's good for every age, for every kind of character and inclination. Meaning, every time by the influence of one or another kind of environment from all sides on each and every one, that we will allow everyone to develop in the best possible way. Meaning, before us is a multifaceted tool, means, in which there are many different circles, societies, that we always need to try to bring a person under the influence of one or another kind of environment, a bit from here, a bit from there, until we really build them in a good and nice way, like a fruit growing on the tree that needs both heat and cold, night and day, moisture and also dry, and a specific mixture of minerals, etc. That, like we know, there are 39 different kinds of works that we need to perform on a tree in order for it to give fruit. Same thing here. It's not something that's just one way, but through different forms of influence over a person so that a good fruit, sweet to everyone, will come out of that person. This is how we need to work on him. And so the environment is the only factor by which, or that we can use in order to correct everything, all the evil that exists in man and humanity, with our ego and everything. We simply need to take this tool into our hands and arrange that environment in different ways and forms and opportunities according to culture and education and the habits of a nation and civilization. And this way, to turn, approach each part of humanity in every country down to particular individuals. And this great work that we need to do, and we hear that the upcoming period in time is one in which humanity will get rid of all the unnecessary kinds of work. Besides real necessities that will provide ourselves with our basic needs on a rational level in order to be able to live a normal, rational life, not to overdo it, but in a way that a person will work about 2-3 hours a day in order to provide for his basic needs, and this is how everyone will be. And the rest of his time will be leisure. And it's not just going to be leisure, but these will be hours in which we will shape our environment so that it will influence us and each over the others to participate in such circles and such things, clubs, so that around everyone there will be the right proper influence from several societies, such that he will all the time grow in the best possible way. Suppose like we grow fruits and vegetables in a greenhouse. So we give them different conditions, each in particular and all of them together. And this is how they grow in the best possible way, and we get good, juicy, sweet fruits, etc. We need to do the same with ourselves and our children, and this will be man's main engagement in the new era. And it's not just so that we don't call this crisis of ours a crisis with a negative connotation, but as something positive. It's the birth of a new society, of a new mankind, in which we really start shaping ourselves toward the new degree of connection, realization, to realize the entire ability that exists in each of us. And so we're advancing toward connection where we understand each other and we shape out of all of mankind as if the image of one man, that all the parts in this general image, they complete each other. And so we reach a state where really we have mankind as one, humanity as one, and in that we discover one force in which we feel that we no longer live out of my own individual particular feeling, but out of a general collective feeling, that I live and also feel the lives of others, that they all become close to me, I understand them, I feel them, I'm included of them. And then what follows is that my life isn't the life of an ordinary little simple person, but I breathe, I live with all of mankind. And therefore, man starts rising from simply being small and weak to something big, the biggest in nature. And that's how we start feeling life on a level called the speaking, a new species, that our psychology, our approach to life, our worldview changes from the small, egoistic, narrow, particular view to a broad, global view. And then through these new glasses, I see like through all of mankind, I start seeing the new world, that I look at it already in a different way, and I discover a life that doesn't only depend on my own body, but that depends on all other people too. And then I rise to a level where I start feeling that which is outside of my body. And in this psychological elevation, we come to something special, where actually the entire process that we go through is something that you can divide into two parts. The first part is what we went through until now, in which we've developed without really using the environment that much, but somehow in a pretty random way. And now we're in a crisis. And it's not just called a global integral crisis. but that now we feel that we have no choice. We need to develop by the environment in a specific way, in a certain direction, in a direction where we too will become global, integral, interconnected as one man, all of humanity, and it's something that we can achieve with the help of the right, proper environment. And this is really the speaking degree, that we come out of the animate level, our random life, and we start to direct ourselves in a certain way toward becoming a good, sweet fruit that is growing in a greenhouse towards its perfect state. And let's hope that by this teaching we will know how to organize the environment, and by the environment, how to arrange ourselves, each one of us, and all of humanity. And therefore, the subject of the environment as the cause of our good future is the main subject in our studies and activities on this course, and we'll hope that it will be accepted the world over, and we'll come to a good life, to a good fruit. Well, I try to give my explanation according to the classroom that you've described sitting in front of me. You mentioned several things that I heard for the first time, so I want to ask about several concepts. You're talking about a life that's outside of one's body. What do you mean? That now, too, we're living a life that's outside of our body. I live in emotions, feelings, thoughts that I've received from the environment. They're not mine. I've received them from the environment. Of course, they exist in me, but I call it outside of the body, meaning that I live in that which I was told that's worthwhile thinking about, living in, feeling, being in. Actually don't even know that were I to live in a forest, what a completely different perception of the world I would have than now. As if the environment gives me the ability to see the world in the way that I see it. And it's a big problem, actually, because if what I got from my environment is to look at the world through the eyes of that it's good to eat other people, cannibalism, or killing someone, or using someone in one way or another, and for me it's normal, and for you it's not. You have a completely different outlook on life, on animals, on yourself, on family life. We live in a template that society, throughout my years of development, has influenced me with, and that's how I see the world. I land in some other country, sometimes I'm stunned. Well, today it's kind of difficult because we're all pretty much intermingled all around the world, and I don't land in some places that, you know, usually it's big cities, etc. But sometimes we see how people think differently, how a person has different values, according to which his point of view changes. He sees something that I don't. He judges things differently than I do. Take history books, take rule books in different countries, and see how different we are. Take culture. I'm not talking about cooking. These are things that is good for someone, and something else is good for someone else. I'm talking at a person's worldview, not where his belly is. My understanding of history, of human life, about what's good and bad, meaning judgments in life, in terms of a person's attitude to reward and punishment, to altogether, what does a person need to come to, what kind of life does he need to build for himself. And there are people that think that it's better for them to sit all day long, play cards, and for everyone to serve them. And for some other people, no, for them to contribute or reveal something in science, etc., etc. There are different people. And it could be, the difference could be from one extreme to the other. Our entire problem is that we don't understand each other. What's the main complaint you hear from your wife? You don't understand me. And it's really true. Because in these cases, too, we did not receive the same education. I was not taught how to live in a family. I was not taught, as a teenager, what is a woman? It's some kind of animal that lives next to me, that also has certain demands, certain character. What kind of point of view does a woman have as opposed to a man? It's a completely opposite world, and a world in and of itself. Do I understand her? Do I want to understand her? Do I take it into consideration? Am I capable of it? Because we did not receive any inner templates of what is a woman, how does she see life through her eyes. We can't take her into consideration. I really don't understand her. We only clash all the time. It's all through friction. And somehow we try to be next to each other, but to really understand, meaning to incorporate in one another, we can't. And it's a big flaw in our education. See, according to the number of divorces, the number of people that don't want to live a family life, same thing with kids, children's education. I don't know how to relate to a child, how to treat a child. You see the cases that we have, how parents treat their children, what cruelty, what they do. They don't understand them. I too felt it on myself, how throughout life, for 20, 30 years, as I pass by my children, I see how much I don't understand them. How I didn't get the preparation to be a dad. A father is an educator, someone who shapes, someone who really builds the child in order for him to continue in life. I couldn't do it. I didn't get any sensation for it, understanding at all. These are things that you need to teach. See how we randomly developed for tens of thousands of years until now, in which we didn't do anything. All in all, psychology, the science about the nature of man, his inner world, it's only 100 years old, barely. Until then, we didn't even think that it's something that you need to study, do something with, or about. We developed like animals, randomly, by chance. And only now we came to a state where we have no choice. We need to know about man, about society, about the environment, how to shape him, how to, what to do with our life. Therefore, it's not a life outside of your body that sounds like mysticism or something. No. But life outside of your body means that I get a different point of view, values. I can see the world through your eyes. Therefore, I can understand you. And this is what we need to know. It's really difficult for us to understand the world through the eyes of a woman. But each of us lives in a family, and we have to live a family life. Otherwise, what's going to happen to us? We'll go extinct like dinosaurs. We have to prepare the children. We need to do everything. We need to educate them, teach them. Therefore, we need to understand the psychology of the other sex. And not only how to live, but also how to enjoy this life of ours. By mutual incorporation, we acquire the other half of the world. And that's how we're made. And that means existing outside of my body, that I acquire such an addition outside of what I had inside my own body. To this day, I developed inside my own body an egoistic life to fulfill myself as much as possible and to take as little as possible into consideration the opinion and point of view, etc., etc., of the others. Today, this crisis, it forces me to incorporate with others, to acquire the other person's point of view, worldview, internality, and then I as if come out of myself and start incorporating with others. By that, I acquire the ability of the entire world, their thoughts, their desires, their everything. And in that, I become like the entire world, as if come outside of my own particular body and as if acquire, I really acquire the ability to feel the whole of reality. What opens up here is a place for a new era, a place for a completely new feeling, to see and feel reality, not from within my own narrow particular vessel, but through a general feeling and understanding that is all in all accumulated out of all human beings. If I come closer to them, if I get an education from this kind of broad, rich environment, society, then by it I get the ability to see life through a multifaceted intellect and emotion, not just mine, but you're in me, and he is, and she is, etc., etc. And this way, I am incorporated of everyone, and I see a much richer world than now. That's as if called a life that's outside of my body. Outside of my body, meaning outside of my current ego. Therefore, we need to judge a person, examine him, measure him only to the measure to which he is willing to incorporate in a good society, and by that, to shape himself. And our entire goal is all in all, how do we give everyone a good environment? And not to relate to him the way he is now, because from now on, we go and build our environment. And so this lesson is a kind of introduction for the different activities, along with which there need to be discussions, many activities that come through different games and talks and different means to see how much we influence each other, see to what measure do we or don't we understand each other, to what extent are we influenced, to what measure can we change, the measure to which we change a person by changing our attitude towards him, we change his behavior, his mood, how it immediately changes, etc., etc. We need to have many different activities here in order to feel what we talked about in this past hour. I have a few more questions. Please. The ability to feel the world through everyone. Maybe not delve into that. What for? Maybe cut it out of the... What exactly? Outside of the body, the additional ability, I don't think that we should talk about it. Not on this course, for sure. Okay? All in all, it will also become clear to them without words that there is a special possibility to broaden your point of view and your intellectual absorption and emotional outlook. Again, please, that there is a special opportunity for each and every person here to broaden their worldview, point of view, emotionally, and their intellectual ability to absorb. Because if I'm incorporated with the others, I feel what they feel, and I think what they all think. You understand that in my abilities, I transcend far beyond the ordinary person. I become very broad, comprehensive, capable, because our entire perception and everything depends on the number of discernments that we see in everything, the resolution. So my number of discernments depends on the measure to which I'm included of many contradicting things. And the contrast that I identify in each and everything, I identify separate parts and how from them I can like build a kind of Lego, like this and like that, what does this consist of and that, and how is this different than that. And when I perceive from other people emotions and intellect and it all becomes integrated in me, I really become like a ripe fruit. I become so structured of opposite contradicting things that I suddenly start grasping the world in such a multifaceted way that compared to my previous perception, I as if come out into a new dimension. It's really psychologically a new perception, a new world. And in that I come out of the limitations of my body, of time, space, motion, because I become integrated with humanity. By it, I acquire general feeling, sensation of all of mankind, the acting mind in all of humanity. This is what I discover. By being integrated with others, I start feeling the general emotion and intellect, which are givens that come to us from nature. Here I have the ability to reach that which is hidden in nature that exists in it as my root. The emotion and intellect of nature from which came the entire development of this world. And in this development, I see that I go back to the same place, the same root, the intellect and emotion of nature from which developed this entire chain of the still, vegetative, animate, and I, man, that comes back to his root, by which I close the loop, this chain, to the beginning of development. What I want to emphasize here is that it's not just so that nature is pushing us to be mutually interconnected, for us to really lose our particularity. We don't lose it, we simply transcend it, because our particularity is corporeal, animalistic. It's simply caring for my own body that exists for it to exist comfortably for as long as it does. And our development is that we'll now arise from being concerned with our body to a general concern, which gives me completely different tools that are outside of my body, that aren't about my body, but outside of the body. And therefore, here I discover the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, the intention of nature, that nothing in it develops randomly. This is what we discover, that everything's according to plan. From here, I can see the plan. Once I start rising to an integral point of view, that I start tying myself with others, I start grasping this integral vision. I switch my glasses to round integral glasses. I already see nature as a whole. Not that I get from it something narrow in relation to my body that's worthwhile or not. I want to sleep, I want to eat this, that, a bit, here, enough. No. That's not what I live in. I live on a level where I look at it independently of my own body. I look at nature in a way that it's already above the body, as if I'm no longer in it. I judge, examine, scrutinize from the intellect and emotion of humanity as a whole. And it is a completely different level than the one I am on now. Here, all in all, what I am is a developed beast, and also a bit. And the question is, in what direction? Toward the good or the bad? But in my incorporation with all beings in the world, with all people in the world, I reach a new dimension. I qualitatively change my perception of the world that I live in. For me, it becomes the true, real world, that I don't look through some kind of a, I don't know, like a narrow crack, egoistic narrow crack, that through it I look outside. What's to my benefit that I can pull from there through this crack in the wall, from the outside to myself, to eat a bit, drink a bit, rest a bit, feel good a bit, and that's it. But I come out through this crack in the wall, really outwards, and I live there in the world, and there perception is completely different. Not through this egoistic filter that I see only what's good for me or what could harm me, that I see that. But I see in a way that's independent of myself. That's called the new dimension. That's called the speaking dimension. And then I really discover the emotion and intellect that exists there in that enlightened state outside of my body, outside of this wall through the crack that I go through. And I discover the entire process, the entire meaning of creation, that for it's something that we definitely see from our research, that it's something different, that it's something that we cannot grasp. We only discover a bit of what is there, maybe, like with dark matter, etc., that it exists, but we don't grasp it. And it's 90-something percent of all matter that exists in the universe. And the general intellect and emotion that exists in the whole of the in the entire universe, we don't discover it. By the way, scientists talk about it a lot. Cosmologists, they say that the intellect and emotion is tremendous, but we can't feel it. It sounds that we can't perceive. It's like that we only as if hear that it's like shh, that exists there, this kind of noise, but we can't discover what it is because it's a dimension that is above us.
No.
So if we can't discover it, how will we discover it? By the new global senses. Did someone already acquire these new global senses? All these things that you taught us, where are they from? Nature is pushing us. This is about the future. I'm asking about the past. All the processes that you just described, I figure that any psychologist that I'll ask about it won't know what I'm talking about. Are there people that went through these things, or it's science fiction? It's prophecy. What is it? It's prophecy and science fiction. Erase it. Yeah, but you told us about it. I didn't tell. I told it in the extra time that we have. Okay, so I have some more questions. Previously you said that man, besides the givens that he was born with, there are also, you talked about previous incarnations. I said about it, and I also talked about the field through which we're all interconnected. So do incarnations exist? Incarnations, meaning that from generation to generation, genetic data is passed on, that in this data, in the meantime, we discover only their material part. But there's information there that's emotional and intellectual and a worldview from the previous generation that was passed on to the next generation, that even babies that are born in this generation, they are babies that come as a result of the previous generation. And they have everything that all the previous generations before them went through. That's how human development develops through the chain of generations. Just like in corporeality, we pass from generation to generations what our eyes see, that we pass on from generation to generations, technology, science, all those things that we acquire the same way from generation to generation. We pass on our inner emotional and intellectual development. I can't put it on the table for you to see, but we see it according to newborn babies. We really see it on babies that are born with a perception that's suitable to our generation, for our generation. And if we could give birth to a baby from 10 generations ago, suppose you'd discover how different that baby is from today's baby, that he has a different potential and ability to develop. If we're talking about generations, that's clear, but you talked about particular development, individual development. You said that I was born the way my children, I'm talking about my children, pardon me, the way my children that are grown-ups already are different than my grandchildren. That's obvious. In what? The next generation in general is more developed. Yeah, that they're only born, I already see that they're different. There's a kind of accumulative development. So there is. It passes through man's seed or some magnetic field or I don't know what. It comes through. Right, but this I understood on the general level. What I'm asking about is that you said that every person bears with them from previous incarnations. No, that's what I meant by incarnations. I see, on a general level. Okay, I have another question. But is that not incarnations? Well, wait a second. There are those that believe or don't believe in incarnations. It's mysticism. Mister, I can call it incarnations because a person brings into this life givens from his previous life. Previous life meaning what? The life of the previous generation, that it was passed on to him in the previous life. There was a certain person with intellect and emotion and body and everything. What do you mean in the previous life? I don't know, 100 years ago. Someone was, there was a person, right. And he had an intellect and emotion. And so take humanity in general. They lived, they felt, they lived in their generation. They've developed throughout the generation and died. Instead of them came their children while they were still alive. Doesn't matter. Right. Their children are on a different level of development. Right. Why? I don't know. Meaning, one generation passes on to the other generation. Not just the substance that's made up of drops of mom and dad, the drop of seed, but that it's made up of some kind of inner content, human content. That I call an incarnation of a generation. Yeah. What do you mean by incarnation? Look, in India, when they say incarnations, they mean something else. That I was a plant and then a monkey. I don't know. Maybe not necessarily an animal, but in a previous incarnation, you lived in a different city. God forbid, you died in an accident. Then you were born in a different city, and you, etc., etc. Do you believe in it, by the way? First of all, I don't believe in anything. I'm not a man of belief. I'm a man of science. So that's why I'm asking, because incarnations are considered as something mystical, religious. This is what we mean by incarnation, the development of generations. Yeah. Okay, another question. You talked about understanding other people through them. Yeah. You gave an example of how a man and a woman are, or a couple, that we weren't taught how to look through the eyes of the other. So here, too, I have this question that suppose there is someone who did get this kind of education, or you said that psychology developed only in the past 100 years. Still, we don't have this kind of teaching. We need to see many special movies about it, and to read books in order to understand a woman's inner world. And also, there's not enough material for a man to be impressed by it and for him to understand how a woman sees the world. So it's not knowledge that was developed already that people used. No. Because, for example, my brother-in-law was a very well-known psychologist but divorced with two children. I didn't see that it gave him any kind of... I understand. These are things that we need to further develop. But there's already lots of material that only needs to be organized. So on this course, you will also give us these kinds of tools? It's a profession in and of itself, domestic peace, or however you call it. Will you teach us this profession? We like you. You seem very nice. I'll try. The main thing is that you bring us results to the result, because then my wife will be very happy of the result. She'll see a reward. At least you'll have something from the new education. Before we part, if you can summarize, because we talked a lot about many things. What we concluded is that after our talk, there need to be different activities for at least a week that are ongoing. Right, I'm asking until we meet you again. I'm giving a lecture. Right? Talk. After this talk, for a week, there are different activities according to this talk. After a week, I give the next talk. And also, there are activities for a week, week-long activities. And as a new talk comes, and the new activities come, the old activities don't stop. They continue too. So I'm asking, this is the main thing, that we constantly go to the same topic until it's completely absorbed, perceived, grasped, also in the new talks and activities, until it's all accumulated into something new, a new human being. Your conclusion for today, that everything depends on the environment and the general and particular problem of all of us is only how to arrange such a multifaceted environment, but that is all in all homogeneous for all people, different for each and everyone in particular, so that everyone will get the education of how to express themselves in the right, correct, best possible way of how to be connected with others in an integral system, that he'll get this from the others. Again, for the environment to be multifaceted and also homogeneous, that the purpose of society is to bring everyone to unity, that in this unity, everyone will receive their own perfect expression. I see. Today you're not giving us homework, I hope. You do it. Thank you very much for being with us. See you next time. All the best.